Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Welcome
to You Can Sip With Us.
I'm Colleen.
Ashley. Are you doing anything fun with your beverage?
I just completed.
So you've
the
had
most
fun.
Delicious latte. I'm still on the high of the fun of it, but
okay.
It was a treat. It's my favorite coffee, like in the area. But it is the pistachio latte at Ovation Coffee here in Oregon. There's a couple Ovation location, but it's absolutely delicious.
Pistachio in beverages and actually kind of in anything. Love
ice cream.
Pistachio ice cream. Pistachios in salad. Pistachios everywhere, all over me.
Sprinkle me in pistachios. Yes.
Yes. Find a hole and enter it.
So good. So good. When I see something, any kind of dessert, if it has the sprinkle of green pistachio nut on top, game over.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to need that. Although,
I'm gonna eat that.
I was in a bakery the other day, and I'm always eyeballing things for like the kids or Chris or whatever. Like, am I gonna bring home a little something special for them? And Chris loves pistachio. So I go to purchase it, I'll say, and it said it was not only he loves pistachio, and the title of this thing was Dad's Favorite. That's what it was called. So I thought, okay.
Well, that's a slam dunk.
And they said,
should be.
I said, this is always so funny to me, and I appreciate it when people do this, but when it's someone who's running the store, the coffee shop, or the restaurant, you ask, is that good, or is that worth it, or like, you know, that looks delicious, is it? And they say, I've never had it, or that, you know, where you're like, okay, all right, and they're like, and if they say, yeah, and some people like it. They just don't really sell it, which is fine.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that, but I just always think it's really funny when they kind of talk you out of it. That looks good. My husband loves pistachio. Is that delicious? I don't know. I've never had it. Some people like it. They do soak it in rose water.
Oh.
You know, so then at that point when it's kind of said like that, if I buy that, am I just a dummy? You know, because rose water is a little perfumey. I don't know if that – and I thought, well, hey, it sounds like this is dicey. So
– Hey, this sounds like all roads lead to divorce if I get this for the dad in my life.
If I were to describe Chris's palate, rose water would be nowhere near that of interest level.
Yeah.
Like he's not into
so
the perfumey,
Dad's favorite,
herby.
But there's no descriptors. All you see is pistachio sprinkle.
It was
but
like
you have no idea what it is.
Correct.
Wow. They're really gambling there. I mean,
and I almost
holy
just
smokes.
Rolled the dice. Chris would have filed paperwork immediately if I...
Immediately. He's probably got it ready to go, and he's going to, like, just sign it in case you misstep on the pastry department.
Bring rose water near this house, and it's
don't be
over.
Bringing rose water-soaked pastries to me, to my doorstep. Yeah. You're dropping it off like a bomb here.
Rose water sounds like the kind of thing you would use in an exorcism. Isn't it sort of religious-y, too?
I actually wouldn't. No?
Go there.
Well, I don't know. Exorcism seems like not light and airy and breezy. But maybe I'm more thinking of like the Exorcist horror film.
Oh, it's maybe holy water, not rose water.
Oh, that's what you were thinking. Okay. Yeah. All right. So you were,
anyway,
you were in the ballpark.
Yo, I'm in the Halloween spirit.
To the game. Yeah. You were standing outside on the curb.
By the way, happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Are you doing anything fun with your beverage?
Not a single solitary thing.
Yeah.
I think after this, I'm going to go. I was craving one yesterday. Didn't have time. I think I'm going to go today and get I like the cold brew with the pumpkin cream cold foam, but no syrup in the cold brew, just the cold foam.
So
is the cold foam going to kill me? Is that the one that we talked about that has like way too much sugar? Or is it just like,
there's another one? I think that you should live and enjoy it.
In fact, if it is
going
to kill me,
I don't want
you to tell me. Yeah. I'd rather
it's not going to kill
chances.
You.
I'm gonna
it's
roll
It's not
dice.
Going to kill you. Just the foam. And also just any of them are not going to kill you. It's just good awareness and plan it intentionally, I think. But my drink, I should have put this on my faves. I saw it on Dumois. So it's not mine. It's Dumois. But I saw them post it and then I went and got it. And it is top tier.
Okay.
It's actually a shaken espresso with light water and extra ice in a venti cup.
Okay.
With the pumpkin foam on top.
Well, I'm sure because glad I brought this up because this is going right into my notes and right into the order.
Oh, and cinnamon dust on top.
Repeat.
Cinnamon dust. Okay, so you get
shaken
iced espresso.
What size? Grande in a venti cup?
This is how you order it. You say, I want a shaken espresso with extra ice.
With extra ice.
And some like light water or just water.
And
say light water.
Okay. And
light water. Yeah, it's got to add it. And then it's in a venti cup.
Okay.
With pumpkin cream cold foam and cinnamon dusting on top.
Okay, but I'm so confused. Are they charging you? Here's my problem. If I'm getting any iced beverage with extra ice, put it in a venti cup. Charge me for a tall. The ice costs you 0.0.
You're not getting
right. So are you charging me
one.
For a venti? And then
no, I don't
giving
think
me,
so.
So I feel like I need to say grande shaken espresso. I'd like it in a venti cup.
I don't
know.
You know
they
have
fill
to.
Those.
Okay. I don't know if you have to.
I'm gonna
try
ask
it.
Him. I'm gonna ask him. I'm gonna report back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
If I order it like this. What
but
you,
we're just sizing up the cup.
Maybe I'll order it like this. Should I order it like this and then see what they charge me?
So in my experience, I've ordered this a couple of times.
Fit.
It was under $5, which to me for a Starbucks drink, I felt that's accurate.
You got the cup. Okay. How much liquid would you say was in it?
Not a whole lot because the shaken espresso with ice and light water is going to give you less than a coffee. So I like the taste better because it's a stronger drink. What's
Hold
happening?
On.
Ashley just raised
her
eyebrows.
Cleaners just texted and said the dog pooped.
Okay.
Hold
okay.
On.
Take a break.
One sec.
Yeah,
Let
we'll
me
take a
pause.
Break. Yeah.
All right, guys, we're back, and I just sent a picture of this to Colleen. I was wondering, because I was walking through, John came back, and I walked into the kitchen, and I was like, it smells like cow manure, but we live by a cow farm, and so I was just like, oh, this is, you know, the windows are open or something. Nope. It's on our big, it's like 12 by 15, this rug, in our dining room, which is attached to the kitchen. So we're going to have to move this huge table. We're supposed to have people over tonight because the World Series game. So we're going to have to move this because I can't host people smelling dog turds, you know?
Well, no.
Like it stinks. So, but I don't know what's going on with her because she's been on the same food for the last 10 years. Well, 5 years probably. And when we went out of town, she went to my aunt and uncle's and she came back and she had like loose stool. And actually, maybe even before we sent her, she had some gas. And I was just like, oh, maybe she ate something in the yard, whatever. But now here we are over a week later, and she's still, when I walk with her, her stool is loose. Now, like, that's pretty desperate. Her situation, I sent Colleen this picture. Yeah. That is you know, when a dog is potty trained, they do not want to go in the house. I always compare it to like you or I just shitting on the floor. It would be mortifying.
It's and it's so like diarrhea. Need to it's take not. Her in. Yeah, she it's has diarrhea. A tummy it's bug. Loose. Some kind of something's going on.
So we need to like probably take her in because she's not feeling good, and it's not the food. Now, you know,
when we went on our vacation and came back, we had put Betty up in this like dog. It's like a dog boarding, but it was cool. It was like outside. It was like this whole thing. And she came back and had loose stool for a couple of days. Like, and maybe it was stress or adjustment or something. And then she was fine. But so I think, I don't know what, there's probably a lot of listeners who have animal experience, or like veterinary, who are like yelling in their cars with like things. But there could, maybe it's something related to it and it's having just like a longer tail on that. But probably good to get it checked out. Yeah.
Get it checked out just in case. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause this poor girl. And she's woken me up a couple times in the night over the last week whining. And so then I'm like, oh, do I have to go potty? And then she gets all excited. You know, she's like, yes, bitch, get up. I've been trying to tell you. They take her to the door and she like, you know, they have that like excited, like, yes, get me out of here kind of energy.
Yes.
And you know, it's urgent. So, you know, I was just trying to ride it out because we all sometimes get little bugs and then it blows over. But this is not blowing over. It's blowing all over the carpet in my kitchen is what it's blowing on.
You got a hurricane. There.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You got a hurricane there.
Whatever.
So back to espresso land.
So the shaken espresso from one brown to the next.
From one brown, liquid brown to the next liquid brown.
Exactly.
This all of a sudden sounds a little less appetizing, doesn't it?
Delish. Okay, so what were we saying? I interrupted you.
You
were talking about the volume of the liquid, I think. And you're right. It is not going to give you the same amount of liquid as a coffee. That makes sense. All right.
But I like a stronger coffee flavor. So I think the espresso, the shaken espresso against cuts through the foam, it balances nicely. Mm. Where for me now, maybe it's just because I like this flavor of espresso, the coffee tastes too light to me. So it feels a little more like water with foam. When I get the cold coffee. Not water, but more watery. It just feels a little too light. I like a strong balance.
I don't know if I like the strong coffee flavor.
You might not like this.
I don't do black coffee. You know, like I'm not I want there to be hints.
Yeah.
A delicate touch of coffee flavor, but I mostly want it to taste like something else. You know?
So then I think maybe we'll take this entire thing and throw it out the window.
Scrap it. Yeah. Along with the rum that Roka just shit on. Yeah.
Or maybe you get both and do a comparison.
Okay. Oh.
That.
Oh.
If you don't mind burning $5, that way you know. You'll have peace of mind. That. Yeah. What?
Shut up. I got something to say. I'm watching TikTok girl says, she comes on and she says, she's a bartender and she says, I've never had anyone send back a Cosmo. And this is why. So this is how she makes the Cosmo, and I think we need to try this. So she does the vodka like you do. She does the fresh squeezed lemon, which we did not have. And then she does like a drop. She's like of the cranberry. She's like, it should not be a pink drink. It should be a light rose colored drink. And then she says, and then you don't put triple sec in it. You put triple sec in the glass and you swirl that around. And then you dump it out. So it's in there with the like essence of it, but it's then you shake it until your hand sticks to the shaker and it's falling off because it's so cold. Then you pour it in. So I think we need to try it again with that. Yeah. Because I could see if we got like a good tasting vodka with a splash of cran.
And actual lemon juice.
And actually, I need to rewatch the video because I'm wondering now.
Can you send it to me? I need to see it in action.
I'm wondering now if, because she put two things in the glass and then, so she put two things in the glass and one of them I know was the triple sec, but I'm wondering what the other thing was. And I'm wondering if that was the lemon juice. Okay, listen.
I have never had a Cosmo sent back to me, and I'm going to show you how I make the best Cosmopolitan you have ever fucking had in your life, okay? Grab a martini glass, put some ice and water in it, and let it chill. Vodka. Do a good vodka. It's the basis. The star of the show. You know me.
I'm not
a
big
vodka fan. However, Tito's would be my go-to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Uh-huh. Cranberry. This is where you can go terribly wrong, okay? Like, literally the lightest splash. Your Cosmo should not be red. It should be blush.
Blush.
Perfect.
Did you see that? Like, barely. Mm-hmm.
I would do lemon juice if I had lemon juice. I just don't, and I'm bougie, so I have a lemon.
So. Fresh lemon.
Citrus really helps opening up flavors, you know, when you're cooking and stuff. They always say use citrus and stuff like that. I don't put triple sec in the actual martini glass. I put it in the martini glass as a rinse, so I'm going to dump this out.
She's dumping the ice out of the glass.
Triple sec.
She put some
lemon.
Triple sec and lemon in the
swirl.
Glass. Swirl it. Throw it.
But now it's in there, okay? It's just not overpowering. And yeah. Shake the living crap out of this thing. You're going to stick it on the sugar, okay?
Go.
My hands are literally so cold.
Then?
Let's see what color it is.
Look at it. It's basically beautiful color. With the tiniest pink.
Don't be a dickhead like me.
That's it. So I.
Okay.
Should I send this to you?
I'm willing to go back in on this. No, I need it sent back to me so that I can watch it the moment before I make it.
Okay.
Right? And I'm willing to take another swing at this because now that I've seen her do this, I think what she's put together and what we put together couldn't be any more different.
Right. They're not in the same ballpark for sure. They're not even in the same category. I mean, we fucked around and we found out that what we do better is podcasting and not drink making.
Not bartending.
Yeah. Leave it to the expert. But it did make me think, okay, we should try that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think you're right. And this is a nice segue into the topic at hand. We have some flash faves, but we need to talk new Taylor's 1989.
Yeah.
So
we do.
We made a lot of side bets over on Patreon. patreon.com/youcansipwithus. That's where you can get your Friday episodes. I lost all of them. So.
You did?
Almost.
Not yet, because it's not the first 24 hours yet. So Travis may still acknowledge it, but.
True.
Outlook
so
not
we
good.
Bet. There was a lot of lead up. I think we both missed this one.
Quite a bit.
A lot of lead up that there would be a double 1989 album. So the premise of the prop bet was what kind of double album would we get? Well, there wasn't a double album. Mm-hmm. It was straight up 1989 and then a deluxe version, which I don't think we can count as a double album because this is what she
one
does.
Song.
This is just an appendage too, right? And it was
And it
the
actually
Kendrick
pisses
Lamar.
Me off when it's just one song because if you already bought the album, like if you bought the CD or the record or whatever, then you have to go buy an entire, like when I bought Midnights, downloaded Midnights. So now they're both on my phone. But like, why would I ever listen to the Midnights regular version when I have the 3 a.m. version, which includes all of the regular. So if I had bought the record and she did this, that's what happened. When I bought Midnights, I bought the vinyl, but they don't have the 3 a.m. on it. So I'm no longer going to be pre-buying her music. I'm going to wait until after it releases so that I can decide which one I want to buy.
I think it's for the streaming numbers because I don't know anything about how the math works, but if you're adding 1989 to iTunes or Spotify or what have you, Apple Music, you've I'm sure she gets some kind of point or whatever measuring metric. And then, you know, a couple hours later, deluxe version comes out. Oh, I'm going to go add that whole album. So now it's like two instead of one. And I think it all goes to the same measuring metric of 1989 as a whole, I think. So,
some
people get hosed with that. And then from a Hot 100 or whatever standpoint, record breaking, it all helps her quite a lot, probably,
right.
I would imagine. So before I went to bed last night, we're listening to 1989, and there was Taylor Nation put out this image that showed something happening, you know, in a couple of hours. And it was, there was a blue fingernail polish finger. It was two hands holding this clock. And there was one fingernail polish had blue and the other had black. And there's been a lot of blue, black, blue, black, blue, black. We've talked a lot about this over on Patreon. Okay, so now I have a new hunch.
Okay.
That, and this is what I texted you about. I was like, I have a thought, and we're going to get back into the prop bets, but I had a thought I had a thought about this, the way this could take shape now and the tour. So a lot of people have been saying, we're not going to get a new Taylor album, a whole new Taylor album, because how does that impact the tour? Does she add another era onto the tour?
Oh, right.
She has a whole production.
That's true. And I did not think through that.
But what I also saw was some angst or anger that she released this, and everyone's going to be mad about everything all the time. But there's this movie that was released, which seems like a capstone of an event. And it's like, but this is an ongoing tour. So not that people could just choose not to watch the movie. And I think it was released in specific areas only. But also, it's probably out on, people could probably, I don't know, find it somehow or get wind of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So does it ruin it for the people who hadn't seen it? So in my opinion.
Okay.
There was a picture, we talked about this a lot already, and there was a picture where Cruel Summer went to number one. And Jack, there's pictures of Taylor and Jack Antonoff. And he's in multiple pictures, he's got two hands up and she has a one, and that's the number 11.
Right.
In her 1989, what do you call it? A pre-something? It's like her handwritten note to all of us about 1989, and I present to you 1989.
Yes.
There were 11 capital T's.
Oh.
Wow. This could be clowning.
The clowns are clowning. Yeah.
The clowns could be clowning, or the math could be mathing. Right. But what could happen with this blue and black, blue and black? There was a rumor that after 1989, it was immediately after 1989 that her world crumbled with Kim and all these things. Because she was on immediately after when she got the album of the year, because she was standing, winning the award. That was when she was with Calvin, and she was addressing the Kanye thing with her Grammy.
That's where she said someone might say I take credit for your fame or something.
Yes.
Yes.
So I just remember that being a moment where the Kanye stuff was pretty fresh. And it was shortly after that Taylor went away. She broke up with Calvin, whatever happened there. And then she got with Tom, and then she went away for a very long time. And there's a rumor that there was an entire album that was written and not released called Karma. Mm-hmm. Do we get, now that she's going back through and doing her re-records and like this is her library as it was always intended to be, do we get the Karma album as soon as next month in November, and then the second portion of her international tour, whatever this next part of the tour is, actually does change so that it's new again for all of us on social, all of the people who haven't seen it before who are seeing it for the first time internationally? And do we have a part of this tour that is now dedicated to this brand new album? It could happen. I think it could happen.
What does she cut?
Well, I don't know. She'd trim it up different places. She's a 3-hour set. There's some room. You take a song off of each era, build in four new songs from the new. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she cuts some of the Evermore.
Then I do think North America gets fucked. But they have been saying there's going to be a second round of North America, right? And she does come back and do so. She's released some of them. And then there's rumors that she's going to be doing even more. And the ones that they're rumoring are going to come are 2025, like a whole other year.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I guess, and right now the dates that we have are only through August, I think.
Right.
Or no. Wait, August or the international, but then she comes back to North America. When does she do that? When are those dates? Because I think that might be, okay. Yeah, so October and November in 2024.
Right.
So if she does change it, that would make sense.
We'll see. I could be clowning, crazy. But there was, in her award speech, she was talking about how she likes to swerve. And then also in the launch of 1989, she says, you've always, for all of you who, something about my zigzag creative choices. There's just stuff in here that I still don't think the whole story has been told on what's going to happen with her before the end of the year. So we'll see.
Oh, man.
I said that Travis would make some sort of public social comment, and there hasn't been anything as of yet that I've seen, right? There's, right. And you said no. Yeah. So the point for you, if there was going to be a second, like something fresh with 1989, I said it would be at the same time, that it'd be a double drop. You said delayed. It was delayed, even though it wasn't a double drop. So I think point goes to you. And I said there would be quite a lot of new music, like potentially a whole second 1989 album of double music. I said yes, you said no. So you cleaned up. And I'm in Clownville.
Yeah. So I do have a question for you.
Yes.
Have I asked you about this already?
What?
They said when Beyonce's tour wrapped, they said highest grossing female tour of all time. But I was confused because Taylor's grossed more than she has. But is it because that tour is not done yet that Beyonce's holding that title? Okay. So.
Correct.
That's cute. Yeah. It's cute that they acknowledge that. I mean, Beyonce's a queen. She's a legend. I get it. But I was just like, I'm confused why this is such a big thing when Taylor is surpassing this by a lot. Correct. They're saying 4 billion, which is like outrageous, you know?
Yeah.
But okay. It's just because it hasn't wrapped yet.
Correct.
All right.
Yep. Fine. That's my understanding. I saw that same, not the same thing, but the conversation of that.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Okay. All right. But it is, the album is so good and she sounds so good on it.
The new, if you haven't given a listen.
Video of you got to put that on Instagram. Chris took a video of Colleen listening.
I was in my pajamas.
I mean, she looked like she was on drugs. Just, and not like in a psycho way, in a I am in the best place in my life way. Like just laying,
I was laying on the floor in my pajamas with my AirPods in.
Tapping on your tummy, like beating the drums. And your phone, you can see your phone next to you.
I was in a state of euphoria.
You were euphoric. You were absolutely euphoric. Yeah.
I told Chris, I was like, this is dropping. And I was going to have my AirPods in sitting on the couch while he was watching The Crown. And then I thought, no, I can't have any other noise in the room. And there's something about it coming through my AirPods that makes it feel like the sound of that experience, you know, and I'm so glad I did, because all the rhythmic elements of 1989 that are so interesting and poppy and big and just they were so good. And God, I saw this online, but someone said, I wrote to you in all caps, like, it sounds so glittery and fresh and clean and expensive or something like that. Just how it feels. And then someone said, it sounds like her voice went through a Brita filter. Like the production quality of this is insane. And there's a handful of songs on 1989 that are not my favorite. And I was blown away. Welcome to New York is just okay for me. It's an intro song in my mind. It's not my favorite of Taylor's. I don't dislike it.
Yeah.
But I listened to
it. Wait, Welcome to New York?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that song. Okay.
It's a great song, but I wouldn't say that it's like one of my favorite Taylor songs. For me, I was thinking about starting right with the vault tracks or starting some of my faves, and I decided to listen in order. So I started with Welcome to New York. Mm-hmm. It blew me away. All of a sudden, it sounds, I don't know if it's different or it's the production. There's definitely changes in some of the decisions that she made in the rhythms and how she sings things. Bad Blood to me sounds a little bit different.
You said
that really stood out to me. Style sounds different. Oh my God. Out of the Woods was a real moment. Clean sounds immaculate. And then my least favorite song on 1989, How You Get the Girl, all of a sudden I'm loving it because the way they've changed the rhythms on it. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible.
Is a home run hitter. She just is.
What's your favorite?
And then the vault tracks.
Vault tracks are fire.
I just love her songwriting. Her lyrics are just so cool. And I think part of it is because it is – I try to think about, like, why am I so obsessed with all of her music? And it's because it is her diary. Like, right? There's a different – like, if these songs were just – and I wonder if that's a little bit why I didn't connect as much initially to Folklore and Evermore, although now I am seeing more reality in those lines or in those – like, it wasn't just all made up. There was some made up songs, but some of them were still very much, you know, from her life. Like Last Great American Dynasty, I didn't really realize that it was actually the story of the house that she ended up buying. And now, you know, like things like that. But I think that's why I connect to her music so much, is because it feels like we really understand her and we get to, you know, really get a peek inside of her world and her brain, in a way, in her words, not in like media and the stories that they want to spin, like her actual, you know? And so I think that's why she's my favorite artist, or I feel most connected to her, because how much she gives us in her music. Because if they were just songs about whatever that people could relate to or something, I don't think they would hit as hard for me. So anyway, no, I don't know what my, so last night when it came out, we did the Zubu last night and came home and the kids were still up when it was on. And so I was trying to listen to it, but like it was distracted, and then it was bedtime. And the reality is I haven't listened to all of it yet, but I have in total about an hour and a half drive today. And I just looked it up, and the album is an hour and 21 minutes. So like me in the car jamming, no, you know, no other sounds, I think is going to be pretty magnificent. So I did really like Slut. I loved Slut. Yes. And Now That We Don't Talk Anymore, is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah. Or Now That We Don't Talk. Yeah. So I'm, yes.
So I can't, have you listened to Say Don't Go? Listen to that in your car. Loud.
I did listen to it.
That's my favorite.
It didn't hit as hard on the initial pass through.
Pass. Yeah.
But I was also distracted.
There's a lot of buzz. Is It Over Now is 100% about Harry.
Mm. Okay.
And she goes hard on some of those lyrics about him.
Oh.
And it didn't land for me on the first listen. Tracks are funny like that, how they land, like new songs, you know, kind of take a little bit. But I was driving and listened to that one driving. Landed totally different. Like,
really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and all right. See, that's why it's so good though. Because now you know, it, like you can attach it to Harry, this moment in her life. And then you not only learn about her, but you like get a little insight into Harry. I don't know. I think that's why it's so good.
Yes.
It talks about, in
Is It Over Now, a girl on a blue dress, and there's like this picture of her in a blue dress on a boat with him. And then it's like very clear. And then about him swerving off the road, red blood, white snow, which is like referencing the accident, which is known about him and Out of the Woods. So anyway, yes. Report back when you listen. All right. Let's talk about what are some of your favorite things right now. We'll do a little flash faves.
So a little while ago, well, for the last several months, someone wrote in, and I was struggling at the same time, about toddler sleep. Like, how do you get your kid to stay in bed? What's the toddler sleep trick? We have not figured it out yet. Our sleep trick is staying in the room with him until he falls asleep. That's it. But someone did mention this thing to me, and it has been such a hit. Have you heard of the Tony Box?
No.
Put it on Amazon. T-O-N-I-E-S. It's a Tony's music box, but they have all these little characters. So it's just a little box, and they have a bunch of different characters that either are music or storytelling. They have a Thomas the Train. They have like favorite, all kinds of like Disney characters and just random things. So I bought a couple like lullaby ones, and then Revy decided she wanted one, and I feel like she's a little bit old for it, but she still wanted one. So I got her like the Elsa one. So there's a few Frozen songs, but then also like the storytelling. I got her Little Red Riding Hood, which has a whole bunch of fairy tale, like six different fairy tale songs on it. And they have playtime. So it's like 40 minutes or something per little character. And I feel like this would make it, but they fall asleep to it, both of them now every night fall asleep to that. And then when they wake up in the morning, first thing they do is put their little characters on the box. And they just think it's the coolest thing. Did you find it?
Whoa. Oh, yes. Very cool.
I feel like this would be a very fun, like this could go on holiday gift guide for your kids. Your kids are at the perfect age. Well, Ellie's probably too young to like understand to put the thing on. But Ben, I think, is at the perfect age still. And they have sales. So you can order. I ordered my first one. I ordered Max on Amazon, and then Tony's Direct was having a sale. So I went on their website and ordered Revy's and got a couple new ones. Like I got Mac this Blaze monster truck guy, Batman.
Wait, and then so Dragon okay, loves, so Dragon there's the box and there's all these other characters.
Yeah.
So you buy the box and then whatever set of these little characters yeah. that come
so
with
come
it. And you
with
can buy
one
more
character
characters.
You can buy more. And they have creative Tonys where this would be great. I haven't done this, but this would be great if you are someone who travels a lot or something, or you're gone for work or whatever, because you can record yourself reading a book or you can record anything. And then they put that character on the box and it'll play you like reading to them, singing to them, talking, whatever it is. Like, it's called a creative Tony. And so you can record your own content on there. So if you're gone, I feel like, you know, or maybe if there's like a babysitter, you're on date night, they could play that. You know, so there's like, so
they have like National Geographic ones too, like learn about dinosaurs and penguins and puppies.
Yes. So there's lots of educational ones. It is really cool. That has been a huge hit and so much fun. I was worried that these little characters were going to get lost, but they've been taking, my kids did not take care of their shit at all. Mm-hmm. And they've been taking very good care of these. They line them up. And they make sure that they know where they are and that they're looking good and what, you know, like, yeah. And Max had his for over a month. Revy just got hers, but he has been really, yeah. So anyway, huge hit. Highly recommend.
Very cool.
I think you'll get it. You first look at it, I was like, yeah, maybe. Okay. But I'm desperate. I'll try anything. And it ended up being way cooler than I even thought. I've been breaking out lately and I don't know if it's stress or something going on with something else. I don't know, but sometimes these pimples that I'm getting are like deep. They don't always come to the surface. So I like pimple patches, but pimple patches generally only work if the skin has like broken, like if you've popped a pimple or something. So I found these ones. It's from Mighty Patch and they have a whole bunch of different ones, but the ones that I found, they're the early zit patch. So when you put, they're a little bit bigger. When you put them on, they have like almost like a micro needling. Have you seen those face rollers that have like all those tiny, tiny, tiny? So it's like that, but inside on the pimple patch, it's like all these little pokey things. So you kind of press it into the pimple and then it puts some stuff into the skin.
Micro point.
Did you find them?
Early
pimple pat. Yeah. Zit patch. Did you find them?
Yep.
They're a little bit more expensive. Early stage zits. Yes. They're a little bit more expensive than the other ones and you only get 8 of them, but I have found them to be pretty effective and I really like them.
Nice.
I love pimple patches. If you guys are not on the pimple patch train, you should hop on because it is amazing how
they do help.
They really help. After you pop them to put that on and then they like flatten. Cause that's one of the hardest things about they're hard to conceal if they're like 3D still, you know, and these patches do that. But so I like these early pimple patches. I also we've been Bombas fans before. What's the other one? There's another sock brand that we've talked about before. Anyway, I found these socks on Amazon that I have become obsessed with. It's IDEGG. No show socks, $14 for 6 pair. I've now bought 2 sets of them. So big, they're just like super cheap, but they fit, they don't slide down. They're big enough that they don't slide down. And maybe you see a little bit of them peek out, but they're still like the no show, you know, but very soft, very comfortable. And those would be great stocking stuffers or just put them on your feet now, you know.
IDEGG.
I dig.
Uh-huh. Got it. So on sipsquadpod.com/shop, anything that we talk about here that's available on Amazon is going to be there in our Amazon faves. sipsquadpod.com/shop. So all of these are added now. And there's like different categories like kids toys and fashion and face and body and you'll find your way around, but you can shop our lists there.
Okay. That's probably all I've got. I mean, I have more, but
we'll save them for another day.
Save them. Yeah.
Couple for me. So one of the favorite things that I've listened to lately is a podcast for entertainment. Have you heard of Scamanda?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
So Scamanda, S-C-A-M-A-N-D-A. I'm not all the way through it, so I don't know all the details of the story and I won't spoil anything, but it follows the story of a woman who had a very popular blog. Very popular blog. She was, and this was back when blogs were the thing, right? Blogs were the thing. And so she gained quite a bit of popularity by sharing her story of a cancer journey that had a lot of twists and turns. And
Oh, wait, I might have heard. Okay. I don't know. I don't know yet. Keep going.
Yeah. So, and this kind of happens early on, but they, anyway, well, the name itself, Scamanda. So her name's Amanda. And it's like the details of her cancer journey on this blog. It's like she's showing everybody almost everything, right? Like her trips to the hospital, all these things. And it's, she gets buy-in on this from everyone around her. Her, you know, friends, her church, the amount of money that people are giving her to help with all of the treatments that she has to have. Well, you start to peel back the onion and things aren't as they might appear. So I'll leave it there. But it is one of those podcasts where you're just, it feels
like
you're...
Wait, but is this a TikTok person who created a GoFundMe?
No, this is earlier than that. So this is like way before probably that, but similar type thing. Sounds
but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The headline. There was, yeah, okay. Someone faked their cancer to like make all this money and now they're going, to, they're getting, they're in trouble. They're like in legal trouble for it. Anyway, oh but gosh. Similar maybe kind of concept.
Yes.
I don't know. We'll see.
So it's really good. It feels like very entertaining to listen to. It feels like one of those things that it's so, the audio is so good and the story is so good that you feel like you're watching a show. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been trying to, I don't know if I told you this. So on, I've been getting acupuncture a lot. That's also one of my favorite things. I, not a lot, but I've been going to acupuncture regularly again once a week. I really believe in acupuncture and how incredible it is. And I'm so glad I'm back in it. And I took one of those like food intolerance tests as well.
Oh.
And my results came back. And it came back.
Oh.
It's interesting. So potatoes are, I have a food sensitivity to potatoes, which is fine because I cut out potatoes a long time ago with gestational diabetes because they're a GI spiker. Or
Really?
Okay. And so I'm fine with that. That's the thing with this is like, it's like you do the best you can as often as you can, but it's more of like an 80-20 or a 90-10 type thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've been interested in things that are alternatives. So the other thing that came up as a food sensitivity is I'm good with dairy and I'm good with grain, but the combination can throw me off if I eat them at the same time or within a certain. Isn't that interesting?
The test showed that? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
So I've been loving at Trader Joe's in the pasta aisle is linguine shaped hearts of palm pasta. And I think it's great. It doesn't taste like anything, but the texture and the shape of it, and it takes on like whatever flavor you put into it, and it's just hearts of palm, but it's hearts of palm linguine pasta. So I thought that was a great find.
So and you can do that with Alfredo and have no issues.
Yeah, or like any kind of like sauce, marinara sauce or whatever.
Yeah.
So
well, yeah, but I meant with like dairy, your dairy
combo
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of interesting. All right, let's bring it home with a rant. And a rave.
All right, we're going to have to blow through these because I have to jet.
Let's just rant because I feel like we just raved about things that we're loving. My rant is, and I hate doing this, is when you go today, I ordered a coffee and they gave me the coffee and it was the wrong coffee. And I will send stuff back, but I hate sending stuff back. Not because I don't mind saying it, it's that it's a perfectly good cup of coffee and it's somewhere deep ingrained in me not to waste it. Like it feels like I hate the feeling of wasting something. Mm-hmm. So and usually I'll just take it because I'll be like, I just don't want to waste this perfectly good cup of Joe. It's just not what I ordered.
Right.
Anyway.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. No, that's good. That's conscious. I am, if I ordered something and it's not correct, it's going back. No. And if someone I'm with ordered something and it's not correct, that's also going back. Even if they say no. Yeah, absolutely. It will be. You don't like your drink? Even if it's correct, but you don't like it, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. But I'm very polite about it. But yeah, I'm returning. I hate when males call me hun, dear, or sweetheart. Mm. It feels, I'm just so aware now of misogyny and, you know, just gender bias, I feel like. So I went to Costco the other day and I go to the checkout and the first guy says, hey, hon. And he starts unloading my cart. I'm like, hello, hon. And I'm like, hi, you know, just like already. And then the guy that's putting the stuff in the boxes after he's done, he says, have a good day, dear. But like, we don't do this to men. We don't say, Oh, hey, hottie.
Hi, sweetie.
We don't even have like pet names for men. Girls have pet names because they're like these little gentle, tender little things or something.
Ornate.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I hate it. And there's this one person that I know. Every time I see him, he gives me a hug. Hi, sweetheart. How you doing, sweetheart? I'm like, don't do that. Don't call me sweetheart. Don't call me hun. Don't call me dear. Unless you want me to I'm going to start doing it to men. I'm just going to start to, I'm going to be like, oh, hey, baby. Or what? Baby is too like intimate. What am I going to call these men? I'm going to start calling them. When they say that to me,
something.
I'm going to be like, darling. I'm going to start calling them darling. Hi, oh, hi, Paddle darling. Puff. How's your day?
Yeah.
What, Cuddlepuff? Hi, Cuddlepuff. How are you?
Puff.
Cuddle oh, puff. Hi, Powder Puff. Yeah. Like, guys, I want you to write in so and tell strange. Me what can I call men that and I'm not, and I'm just going to say it very like, I'm not going to make them feel stupid because they don't know that it's offensive to me. They're trying to be kind and polite. I just think it's this internalized, what's the other word for misogyny? Because I feel like I'm overusing that word, but like sexism, and they don't know that they're being like that, but it is so, it's such an ick to me.
It makes me feel uncomfortable too. Like I feel physically like, oh, I'm being like, I don't
almost
like
sexualized, but we're not being sexualized. We're being under, and sometimes we are, but I feel like it's like undermining. It's like you're less than or something as a basic, you know, the baseline is males and females, like males are up here. I don't know. It just is like feeding into this culture. And I'm sure some people don't give a shit about it, but every time it drives me crazy.
It makes me
like,
feel
man,
squirmy too.
Do better. Do better, sweetie pie. Hi, sweetie pie. I'm going to do that. Hey, sweetie pie.
Cuddle puff. Have a good day. Is my favorite.
Have a good day, cuddle puff.
So weird.
Anyway, all right. Those are the rants. And
we love you.
And we love you. We're not ranting about you ever.
Ever.
Always.
You can ever, ever, and always. We love you. Goodbye. Bye.
See you. See you. See you.
Oh,
next Tuesday.
Happy Halloween. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.